إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما قال سهل بن عبد الله رحمه الله علامة حب الله حب القرآن Sahal bin Abdullah rahimullah said that the sign, our sign, your sign of the love of Allah is your love for and of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa alamatu hubbul Qur'an, hubbul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And your sign of your loving the book of Allah is your love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa alamatu hubbun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hubbus sunnah. And your love of the Prophet would lead you to the love of his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa alamatu hubbus sunnah hubbul akhirah. And the fact that you love the sunnah will draw you to the love of the akhirah. Wa alamatu hubbul akhirah bughdud dunya. And the fact that you love the akhirah will cause you to despise this world. وَأَلَامَةُ بُغْضُ الدُّنْيَا And the fact that you have little inclination for this world means that you will take only your provisions from this dunya. But the focus today, brothers, in this khutbah is in that section where it says that our sign of the love of the book of Allah is حُبُّ النَّبِي and the sign of the love of the Nabi is حُبُّ السُنَّة of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasul of Allah says ثَلَاثَةٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ There are three qualities, three things that if we have them, then we have found the sweetness of faith, the sweetness of iman. أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا That your love for Allah and your love for His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpasses your love for anything and for anyone else. And he says that you should love for the sake of Allah and that you should hate for the sake of Allah. And that you would prefer to burn in a fire than to ever make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything and in one narration than to ever turn back to your previous religion. How it was understood, brothers, from one perspective, from the perspective of wilaya, of honor, of allegiance, of alliance. Take the case of that wonderful man, Zayd ibn al-Dathana radiyallahu anhu, who was cornered by Abu Sufyan before Abu Sufyan became a Muslim. And Abu Sufyan said to Zayd, Ya Zayd, and shadakallah ya Zayd, atuhibbu anna Muhammadan al-an fi makanak. Wouldn't you wish, O Zayd, that Muhammad is in your place right now, and we strike his neck, wa innaka jalisan fi ahlik, whilst you are resting happily with your family, appealing to his survival instincts. Look at the reply of Zayd. Zayd said, wallahi ma uhibbu anna Muhammadan al-an fi makani alladhi huwa fi tusibuhu shawka wa inni jalisan fi ahli. By Allah, I would not wish for the Nabi of Allah to be in any place in which he is in right now and for a thorn to prick his blessed body and I am resting with my family. Look at the inspiration even for a disbeliever at that time who says, Wallahi, he says, مَا رَأَيْتُ مِنَ النَّاسِ أَحَدًا يُحِبُّ أَحَدًا كَحُبِّ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ مُحَمَّدًا I have never seen a people love another person the way the companions of Muhammad love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the example, brothers. When the Nabi of Allah passed away, Bilal left Medina radiallahu anhu, and he went to Sham, and he stayed in Sham because he was so scared to come back to Medina because of all the memories that would come flooding back in. But once he had to come back to Medina, and when he came back to Medina, he was requested by the people, "Oh Bilal, you know, reignite that flame inside of us. We want to hear you making the azan, because you were the first muazzin for this in this deen." And Bilal reluctantly made the azan. When he came to Ashadu Anna Muhammad Rasulullah, Bilal fainted and was taken back to Sham and never came back to Medina ever again. Look at his love, this man, when he himself was dying, radiallahu anhu, Bilal, that great companion, and his wife came and she says, you know, wa khuzna, oh what grief there is, that Bilal would leave this world, and Bilal says, wa taraba, oh what joy there is that Bilal is leaving this world, ghadan alqa al-ahibba Muhammad wa hizba, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because tomorrow I meet my beloved ones, Muhammad and his camp, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, what joy there was in the lives of these companions. Look at the sacrifices they made. Zubayr ibn Awam radiallahu anhu on the day of Uhud used to jump to catch arrows in his body. He had 72 wounds on that day in defense of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at that aspiration to be with him when he had passed away. A man came and said, "Ya Rasulullah, mata as-sa'a? Ya Rasulullah, when is the last hour gonna be?" And look at his reply as a lesson for us. He says, "Wama a'adatta laha?" Oh, what have you done for it? That's the pertinent question. Not when the last hour is gonna be. He says, "Wama a'adatta laha?" What have you prepared for it? The man said, "La shay, nothing." He said, "La shay, nothing illa." وَأَنِّي وَحِبُّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ I prepared nothing for it except that I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But of course this is modesty on his part. He had prepared. He was praying 5 times a day. He was fasting the days of Ramadan. He was engaged with the Muslimin. But he is speaking to the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, "Ya Rasulullah, you know, based upon what others have done, I have done nothing except I love Allah and I love you." And the Rasul of Allah says, "Anta ma'a man ahbabt," you will be with the one whom you love. Anas, who was reporting this, said, radiallahu anhu, "There is nothing that pleased us more since the day that we became Muslim than these words that came from the mouth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta ma'man ahbab," that you will be with the one whom you love. And so Anas says, and so I want to make a public declaration then. Inni uhibbu Allah wa rasulahu wa Aba Bakr wa Umar wa arju an akuna ma'ahum bi hubbi iyyahum wa in lam a'mal bi misli a'malihim. Anas says, I want to make a public declaration that I love Allah and I love the Rasul of Allah and I love Abu Bakr and I love Umar. And I wish to be with them because of my love for them, even though my actions cannot take me to them. And so we say that we love Allah, and we love His Rasul, and we love Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and all the others. And we wish to be with them because of our love for them, even though our actions cannot take us to them. Look at the emulation, brothers. What a pillar of following the sunnah that is. The prime pillar of following the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that we emulate him. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me. And look how the companions were in that regard and how cautious they were from moving away from the sunnah and entering into speculative bid'ah. مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدْ. The Prophet of Allah says, whoever introduces into this affair of ours, this deen of ours, something that does not belong to it, will find it being rejected. Oh, how cautious these people were, even those who came after them. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, once his student Yusuf was traveling, He said, Yusuf, let me tell you something. If you travel to the east and you find a man who is upon the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, extend to him my salam. And if you find a man of the west who is upon the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, extend to him my salam, because the people of sunnah are few in our days. And where are we in that scale, brothers? Where are we? How far we are? How we have fused our religion with so many alien concoctions in the name of Islam, in the name of the sunnah of Rasulullah. These were people who were cautious, ever eager to please Allah by following His sunnah, even in those things which were not even considered sunnah. One Sahabi said, Ra'itu Ibn Umar يُصَلِّ مَحْلُولًا أَزْرَارُهُ. He says, I saw Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, who was praying with a button unloosed from his collar on his shirt. فَسَأَلْتُهُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. And I asked him about that. And he says, رَأَيْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَفَعَلُهُ. I am doing it because I saw the Messenger of Allah do that. كُنَّا مَعَ ابْنِ عُمَرْ فِي سَفَرْ فَمَرَّ بِمَكَانٍ فَحَادَ عَنْهُ. He says, we were with Ibn Umar on a journey once, and he squeezed himself at a particular point in the journey. He squeezed himself. And so we asked him about it. Why did you do that for? He says, رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ يَفْعَلُهُ. I saw the Messenger of Allah do that. Ibn Umar كان يأتي شجرة بين مكة والمدينة فيقيل تحتها. Ibn Umar was traveling from Mecca to Medina, and he took some rest by a particular tree at a particular point in the destination. ويخبر أن رسول الله كان يفعل ذلك. And he informed us that the Messenger of Allah used to do that. Look how eager and concerned they were to follow his sunnah. Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه. Sahabi says, رَأَيْتُهُ يُقَبِّلُ الْحَجَرُ وَيَقُولُ. I saw him kissing the black stone and saying that I know that you are only a stone. لَا تَنْفَعُ وَلَا تَضُرُ. You can neither benefit me, neither can you harm me. وَلَوْلَا أَنِّي رَأَيْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يُقَبِّلُكُ مَا قَبَّلْتُكَ. And had I not seen the Messenger of Allah kiss you, I would never have kissed you. How they connected everything to the way that it was done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sayyidina Ali was asked, radiyallahu anhu, كيف كان حبكم لرسولullah? Teach us, O Ali, teach us. Teach us how to love him. Because we want to know how someone like you used to love him, how close you were from his Ahl Bayt, from his family. And he says, كَانَ وَاللَّهِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْنَا مِنْ أَوْلَادِنَا. He was more beloved to us than our children. وَآبَائِنَا. And our fathers. وَأُمَّهَاتِنَا. And our mothers. وَأَوْلَادِنَا. And our children. وَمِنَ الْمَاءِ الْبَارِدَ الْأَوَّمَا. He was more beloved to us than a glass of cold water on a day of great thirst. He was more beloved to us than that. And he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين. None of you have real true iman. None of us have really true faith, brothers and sisters, until we love him. Until he is more dear and more beloved to us than our children and our fathers and all of the people. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ingrain in our hearts and minds a real profound love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A love of emulation and sunnah and imitation, that we follow his example. A love of loyalty and a love of defense, that we will be the first to defend him when he is attacked sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah azza wa jalla to send peace and blessings and prayers upon him, upon his pure family and his companions. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inna alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Urwa bin Mas'ud said once, radiyallahu anhu, a qawm, Wallahi laqad wafattu ala al-muluk. He says, oh people, I am someone, I have met all the kings of this earth, the Kisra, Qaisra, and Najashi. I have met the leaders of Rome and Persia and Abyssinia. Wallahi ma ra'aytu malikan yu'azzimuhu ashabihi ma yu'azzim ashabi Muhammad Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I have never seen a people who show honor and respect and loyalty to any man, to any king, the way they showed loyalty and respect to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these were found in the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi إِذَا أَمْرَهُمْ ابْتَدَرُوا أَمْرَهُ. If he commanded them, they were there. From the word go, they were there. وَإِذَا تَوَضَّأَ فَكَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَى وُضُوءِهِ. When he would make wudu, they would fight each other over the remnants of his wudu. They would fight each other over the remnants of his wudu. Imagine the awe he must have inspired amongst the people. دَخْلَ عَلَيْهِ رَجُلٌ فَأَصَابَتْهُ مِنْ هَيْبَتِهِ رَعْدًا. A man came to him and he began to shake when he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He began to shake. And the Prophet said, هَوِّنْ عَلَيْهِ. Relax. Relax. فَإِنِّي لَسْتُ بِمَلِكِ. Because I am not a king. Relax. Because I am not a king. And he says, فَإِنَّمَا An Ibn Imra'a min Quraysh. I am the son of a woman from Quraysh. Kanat ta'kul al-qadid, who used to eat dried dates. Look how he placed himself, even though he was the best of Allah's creation. Like Hassan bin Thabit says, radiyallahu anhu, you know, wa ahsana minka ma tara qattu ayni wa ajmalu minka ma talid an-nisa'u. خلقت مبرعا من كل عيب كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. And these are considered by many of the ulama as the best lines of poetry ever written about him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That there is no one more beautiful than you that any mother has given birth to. There is no one who is better than you that any woman, any eye has set eye on. And you were created free from faults and imperfections. Almost as if you were created as you desire to be created, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful man, what a wonderful person he was, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sawad bin Faziyya, radiyallahu anhu, on the day of Badr, when the Nabi of Allah was straightening the rows of the Muhajirun and of the Ansar, and he had an arrow and he was straightening it with an arrow, and he gently poked this man, Sawad bin Ghaziyya. And so Sawad said, Ya Rasulullah, I have a complaint to make against you. I feel injured by what you have done to me. You have poked me, that has hurt me, I feel injured. And I demand the retaliation against you, Ya Rasulullah. And the Rasul of Allah, even though he was the best of Allah's creation, what did he say? He said, Sawad, go for it. He said, Sawad, retaliate against me. And he showed him himself and says, the floor is yours. And Sawad bin Ghaziyya radiyallahu anhu hugged the Rasul of Allah and then kissed his stomach. And the Rasul of Allah says, Ya Sawad, why on earth would you do that? I was expecting for you to retaliate. He says, because I want the last skin that my lips touch before I am killed in the way of Allah to be your blessed skin, Ya Rasulullah. Look at the love that they show towards him. The honor, the loyalty. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةُ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةُ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. Allah says, indeed your wali is only Allah and His Rasul. And the believers, those who establish the salah and they pay the zakat and they are bowing down to Allah in prostration. These are the qualities, these are the people. And this is what made that unique Quranic generation so unique in the first place. because of their exemplifying, their imitating, their copying, their following of that great man and their deep ingrained love for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And this is so important for us, especially and particularly on this day of Friday. That this is a day of increase of sending salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to learn, brothers. تَعَلَّمُوا تَعَلَّمُوا فَإِذَا عَلِمْتُمْ فَأْمَلُوا. Ibn Mas'ud would say, you know, learn and learn, and when you have learned, then you practice what you've just learned. And we're a people of learning. And we don't want to neglect and ignore learning about this great man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, how even the non-Muslims are so inspired by Mahatma Gandhi, who read the seerah, who read the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lamented and mourned over the fact that he had to close the second volume and wished that there was more to be read about this man. Of course there is more to be read about this man. But look at how he was so impressed by him. Even non-Muslims, George Bernard Shaw said, you know, he must be called the savior of all humanity. He must have learned and read something about him to arrive at a conclusion like that. That French historian de La Maurettain said, you know, if greatness of purpose and smallness of means and astounding results are the three criteria of a human genius, who dare compare any man in history with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But the sad thing is, we don't even know about him. We're not even teaching our children about him. And we seek refuge with Allah, because people, they will arrive to him on the day of judgment at his hawd, at his fountain. And he will see them and he will say, halummu, halummu, welcome, welcome my ummah. And the angels will say, no ya Rasulullah, not this group of people. Even though they will resemble Muslims. Because he will say that these are a people who change things after you. They were not strict upon your sunnah, they changed things after you. And he will turn his back to them and he will say, suhqan, suhqa, suhqan, suhqa, go away from me, go away from me. And we seek refuge with Allah from ever being amongst these people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of sunnah, to make us from the people of deep love for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his pure family, his companions. We ask Allah to make us a people of loyalty towards him, to make us a people of love and imitation of him. And we ask Allah to send peace and blessings and prayers upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his pure family and companions. Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt, wa'afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa barik lana fi ma a'tayt, wa qina sharra ma qadayt, فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تبارك ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم أفرج علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين اللهم اهدينا إلى الحق وجعلنا من أهله وانصرنا به يا رب العالمين اللهم لقينا حجة الإيمان عند الممات اللهم ثبتنا عند الموت بلا إله إلا الله اللهم انصرنا على عدونا ودمر أعداء الدين وفق قيد أسر المسلمين يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة